Greetings, this is James Gill, and I'm your host with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got another great show coming up. We're going to have Michal Ledwith for the second hour, and I thought it was appropriate because we're still kind of in the Christmas season, and he has some really good things to say about some of his research, which gives us a whole different story, a different picture. So he was once an advisor to the Pope, and he's in a very elite theological society and had access to all the Vatican records and did his own research and comes up with a whole different story. But it's a story that I more align with myself. It's a very empowering story, and it helps empower each individual to find the God within themselves. So it's a pretty good story. And I know there's many stories. Some people say Jesus never existed. There is a lot of research that proves otherwise. Whatever, it doesn't matter. What I look at is that, you know, what's the message? You know, is the message empowering you to make your own personal God connection? Is it saying being kind to each other and the planet? You know, if that's the message, then great. You know, I don't care what name you stamp to it. You know, whether you put Buddha on it or Muhammad or Babaji or any of the masters, you know, they all seem to have the same message, which gets greatly distorted over time by kings and institutions. But anyway, it's going to be a great lineup here on the second hour. There's so many things to talk about. One thing I wanted to talk about, well, there's two stories. One, the Facebook censorship going on right now. If you mention anything about the Second Amendment or anything, you know, if it seems like anything concerning the shootings or anything other than the mainstream press's rendition of what's happening, people are just getting taken off of Facebook right and left. So I guess the Constitution is not Facebook's policy. Anything, you know, anything standing up for the Constitution or supporting the Constitution, and especially the Second Amendment, gets you automatic censorship. And so basically, I think everybody should start either writing letters or, you know, do something with your Facebook account. If there's other carriers, it might be time to start looking into other accounts, because, you know, this is beyond ridiculous. It's a public forum, you know, so it does need to be, free speech needs to be respected on every level. Now, going into that myself, I've really looked at a lot of the evidence around this and all of these shootings, and they just don't add up. The evidence doesn't add up. There's multiple people at the sites that are seen by multiple witnesses. You know, we keep coming up with information and evidence just doesn't jive with the mainstream story at all. As a matter of fact, it just tears it all to pieces. So, you know, you can just strap that in with 911 and look at the agenda, and you'll understand why this is all coming about. You know, there's a major agenda going on here, and you know, people go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist or this or whatever that. I said, no, I'm just looking at the evidence. If you know the agenda and you know who the puppet masters are and you just pay attention, you'll see really clearly how this is all unfolding and how the mainstream media is being used, you know, to fulfill this agenda. And, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, when people's bank accounts start being garnished and you start losing your retirement and your your whatever 401ks and your pension funds, you know, which is legislation's already there, you know, and if the financial system goes in the toilet, guess what? You know, people are going to get a little ornery, and they don't want people that are upset with guns. That's the bottom line. So, you know, people that should be upset. I'm not saying we should grab our guns and start shooting politicians. I'm not for that. I'm not for killing people or being killed myself. You know, I think we should all live in peace. That's my program. But we have to realize there are certain elements out there that if there wasn't something standing in the way, would have us all as, you know, indentured servants and totally enslaved through dependency, which we pretty much already are. And I think people are getting a little tired of that one. But, you know, when you take, you know, virtually, what, 16 trillion, now they're saying there's something like 250 trillion I'm hearing all these different numbers. It's hard to get accurate information, you know, that the banksters bagged and ripped us off. And now we are going to have to pay that back. So that's a burden that's just been dumped on everybody. You know, pretty soon we are going to just be pure slaves. I mean, we're going to have our basic needs met and that's it. And the rest of the time you're working, you know, for the elite, and that's where they'd like to take it. And they'd like to get, you know, there's just too many of us on the planet right now. So they'd like to get it down to a nice controllable amount. And that's just the way it is. So if you know the plan, you can see how this all fits nicely into that plan. And, you know, these things don't, there's just a lot more to these stories than we're being told. So I know there's a lot of posts about what Gandhi said. He said one of the darkest, you know, things that was done to the people of India was to take their arms away. And that quote started getting posted, and it's in his own personal memoirs, you know. So that quote is being posted all over the internet. And if you have that quote on your Facebook account, guess what? You know, you might wake up in the morning and find out it's been suspended. Even Gandhi is being censored right now. But anyway, there's just so many crazy things going on right now. It's all getting crazy. But, you know, on a Segway account today, we had a bobcat that decided to take his journey back to the source. And unfortunately, we live in a very rural area. We have a ranch. You know, we have yaks and chickens and livestock and things like that. And, you know, being on a ranch like this out in the wilderness, there comes a time when every once in a while you have to take care of business, and you might need a gun to do so. I mean, there's bears up here. There's a lot of cougars up here. There's bobcats, lynxes, all kinds of things that would just love to take down your livestock. And, you know, every once in a while, if something comes through, you know, we've had eagles come in and, you know, for takeout, you know, pick a chicken up and fly away. I actually threw a broom at one and actually knocked the chicken out of it as it was flying away. But, you know, that kind of comes with the territory. That's to be expected, you know, and it's not a big deal, you know, that. But when you have an animal that comes and just slaughters, you know, needlessly your livestock, and last time it happened, we lost 14 chickens. This time it was 11 chickens, where this animal just went on a killing spree, and it was a bobcat, and so, you know, it kept sneaking back, and it was very sly, very clever. Kept getting back and taking out about, you know, five here, five there, you know, and it got up to 11. And so finally we had to make a decision that, you know, the bobcat had to go. And that's the way it is. And I look at that and I go, well, that's kind of like the microcosm of the macrocosm. You know, it's like, okay, they took, you know, they took my car away. You know, they took my home away. You know, they took my job away. And now they're going to try to take my guns away. And, you know, at what point do people rise up? And I'm not abdicating this, but I'm just looking at this in common sense. It's like there is a point where people are just going to say enough. You know, you've taken everything away. What's left? Now you're taking my last, you know, defense. It's like and they're rounding up veterans like crazy, and putting them away too. So it's getting pretty ugly out there, what's going on, but people aren't paying attention. You know, as long as you still have a job and as long as you can, you know, go to McDonald's or one of these other stores and, you know, and you've got your football games and your widescreen TV and your beer, basically everything's good. You know, you're not going to care about any of this stuff. But one day it's like that frog in a pot. You know, it's that old saying, you know, it's like the water's turned on and we're now coming into the boiling level of this. And I don't know where it's going to go. My feeling is I'm really hoping that there's a peaceful solution to all this, that we do, find a way to reestablish our basic human rights, to reestablish the Constitution, to bring the Republic back. and just end this senseless tyranny that is just so blatant. It's unbelievable. You know, I just watched MoveOn kept saying to me all these things about all praise, you know, whatever, our savior, you know, our fearless leader, and this and that. And all of a sudden they're going, whoa, wait a second. He just cut into our social security and this and this and this. And they're all upset now because he's doing exactly what, you know, following the same program as the Bush program. You know, he's right on track. You know, he's actually like Bush on steroids because he can get away with it, you know, because of various reasons. So a lot of times, you know, they'll pull the race card or they'll pull that, you know, I'm for the people and I'm this and that and all these other reasons, you know, and he's the perfect candidate to pull off a lot of the things that Bush couldn't really pull off. But anyway, it's being done. You got to pay attention to what's happening around you. You know, your freedom of speech is gone, basically. Your right to privacy, it's gone, out the door. Right to assembly, well, look where that went, you know. Try to assemble right now. You know, you have a peaceful demonstration, you know, they're cracking heads and throwing people in jail you know, no trial, nothing. So it's, and you know, and then they passed the NDA 1867, which basically says you can snag anybody anywhere, anytime, and throw them in jail indefinitely. You can end up in Gitmo, basically. So anyway, you know, you got to look at what's going on. I mean, it's pretty freaking obvious, you know, and you'll go, well, you're focusing on the negative, you know, that's not spiritual. And folks, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of the whole enchilada, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, you know, to realize that, you know, it's all going on. And, yeah, it's all God, you know, but some of it is out of alignment with universal law. And so we have to look at that. You know, what is universal law? What is the law of one? You know, we have to take a good hard look at that and see if we are operating within universal law. You know, are we, you know, universal law basically is, you know, the law of one. And we help those less fortunate, you know, to rise to their highest potential, that everything is one. It's unity consciousness. That's basically universal law. And a lot of the basic, you know, details of universal law were written into the Constitution. You know, it's very simple. You know, every man is a king in his own kingdom. And as long as you're not harming anybody or destroying the environment, you should be free to do as you wish, to explore your own creation. You know, it's like, that's the bottom line. But now that's all gone out the window. So, you know, it's seriously now, if you really don't think you've lost your freedom of speech you know, your right to privacy you're just not paying attention because everything is being listened to. You know, the data is all being gathered, you know, your emails, your Facebook posts, you know, your phone calls, everything. You know, there's trigger words that if you say them, boop, you pop right into their computer, you know, and then they check you out. So there's certain words that you don't want to say because then they start looking into you. You know, we've had the FBI out here, you know, asking us, you know, if we're, you know, trying to see if we're some like terrorist organization or whatever, and asking us a whole lot of questions, which is really interesting because we go, look, we're a spiritual community. You know, we focus mainly on love and joy and bliss. We do a lot of meditation, a lot of process oriented therapy here. Our whole main focus is healing. And that is the main thing that's going on here. But we do point things out now and then about what else is going on the world and things we need to pay attention to. And we also realize there sometimes you do need protection, just as the ranch needs protection every once in a while. And I don't like it. You know, I wish there was other ways. We're doing everything we can to secure, you know, our chickens and our livestock and you know, the baby yaks and keeping an eye on them. And, you know, we're doing everything possible on our side to cohabitate in peace, you know, and we understand that there are predators out there and that's their nature. And, you know, we kind of give and take. But again, when you have an animal that's just on a killing frenzy, you know, there comes a time when you have to might do something. And this is the second time I've had to go out there and take care of business. But, you know, it wasn't out of anger at the animal for what it was doing. It wasn't out of ego. Yeah, I bagged it, you know. It was like, well, I love my chickens, and they're just getting knocked off one after another in a killing frenzy. And that's where my eggs are coming from, you know. And you know, basically I just took care of business. It was what needed to be done. But anyway, that's just kind of what's happening around the world. There's a lot of other things going on. Now, on a lighter note, we're getting a lot of information now about this shift in consciousness and energy, and this energy that we're moving into. And December 21st, you know, I went on the air and I said several times, look, there's a lot of information coming down the pike, you know, from these higher dimensional beings. And they just say, you know, that it's hitting the fan for tyranny. And those who have built their kingdoms on tyranny at the expense of humanity and the earth are not going to be doing really well. This is all going to be exposed, and there's going to be a karmic reaction. And those who do not respect life end up losing their lives. That's just the way it is. You know, you lose your energy force. And we're seeing that. We're seeing major, major people in the highest ranks of the controllers dropping like flies right now and ending up in the hospital and with things that their technology and everything they have, their high degree of medical, even the withheld medical treatments are not working right now because they're not frequency specific to the earth. So we're watching this frequency specific thing happening. And right now, I mean, we're seeing, you know, Bush in the hospital. I'm sure some of the other beings, you know, seniors in the hospital. Hillary, you know, is flu-like symptoms and sick with a fever, and she's disappeared off the face of the earth. Nobody knows where she went. But that's a lot of that. People say it's to avoid having to talk about some of the recent events that have unfolded. And I was trying to think of else. Even the Queen is really sick right now. So there's a lot of, if you start watching the headlines, you're going to see a lot of these people in very high places and their puppets going down, and their kingdoms are going to be folding in on themselves. It's all about frequency. There's just a huge amount of light and energy coming into the planet, and it's going to create a little bit of chaos as we shift and try to adjust to these new frequencies. So on a lighter note, yeah, we are definitely, there's some major energy coming in. The ultra dimensionals are stepping up to the plate. The source itself is stepping up to the plate. There's energies coming in that are just beyond any human comprehension, and they're going to continue to come in. So, you know, it seems like everything's in control on the higher levels, but when these new energies come in, it does create a little chaos. It's like semantics. Whenever you introduce more energy, you're going to have changes and shifts. So, I'm going to go ahead and open up for calls and have people talk about certain things, you know, but, you know, it's like, it's kind of a weird story with me. It's, I would love to never have any guns or not ever have to use a gun. It would be awesome, you know, if I could trust my government and if I could trust, you know, the animals to stop eating my chickens and my other stuff and things like that, you know. Yeah, I would, great. I would give them up in a heartbeat. You know, but that's just not where we're at right now. And hopefully we can evolve into that. But right now, if you look at every country that's given up their guns, they've ended up in total slavery and a dictatorship or a situation where they just, human life, you know, is, you know, the biggest serial killer are governments. That's the bottom line. It's always been that way. And, you know, the biggest terrorists are the governments. And as soon as there's nothing to keep them in check, they just automatically abuse that power, you know, that's been given to them. They betray the trust and just go full scale. And we've pretty much seen that, you know. What does Congress have? Like an 11% approval rating, you know? So anyway, but I'm going to go ahead and take a call here. I'm going to give out the numbers first. So if people want to call in, the numbers are 888-627-6008, and 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, and 530-413-5011. And if you didn't have a pen handy, we'll give them out again. So grab a pen and get ready. Again, one of the main lines is 888-627-6008. And we're going to go ahead, and I think we've got, looks like Jamie on line three. Jamie, are you with us?
Hello, James. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much for having my call, James. Great show. I've been following your work for a few years now, and I myself had what you could call an awakening maybe about 5 years ago, where you know, I was caught up in the rat race and eventually stepped out of the rat race and started realizing, you know, what am I doing, where am I going, and came across your work as well as some others like the folks of Project Camelot and Stephen Greer and several others. And my question for you is, you know, all the research I've been doing and all the information I've gathered is what can you know, we do, the normal person, do every day? I know you talked about a lot of things today so far in your show about in the world. What can we do, everyday people in the world, to, you know, align with your mission, align with the mission of where we need to go? So what are some of the things we can do? And the second question I had was, you know, one of the things I come across and I'm interested in is, and I've done this before, about the ayahuasca. And I was wondering if you ever took ayahuasca, and I was thinking, can we use sacraments like ayahuasca to help us, you know, get to where we need spiritually, and what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, two good questions there. You know, the first thing I can highly recommend basically is just remembering who you are, knowing who you are, and that we are God beings. You know, we are created from the source itself, you know, whatever you want to call it, children of God. You know, we have a divine heritage, and we have to awaken to that heritage and stand, you know, in our power and our own self-authority and recognize these divine rights that everybody has, and also respect other people's rights as well. You know, don't trespass on other people's right to privacy or prosperity or freedom or any of these things. You know, we can all live abundantly if we all learn to get along and just really look at what kind of separation game we're playing, you know, in our own lives. You know, are we aligning with unity consciousness? You know, are we bringing things together? Or are we trying to, you know, be the Messiah or be the one, you know, or where's the exclusivity in our program? And it's really important because nobody has an exclusive on the source, and nobody has more rights than another. And as long as we all start to remember that and focus on that and stand up for that, you know, stand behind people that are being, you know, mistreated or overpowered. You know, we're here to empower people, not overpower people, and educate and heal and, you know, assist in the awakening healing process. So basically that's what I would suggest is that get back to basics and do your meditation, you know, your prayer time. When you do a prayer, don't beg. You know, it's not a begging prayer. It's a manifesting prayer. You're coming from your own God self, and you're creating. You're in creationary mind. You're creating your tomorrow versus reacting to what tomorrow brings you. And the more we do that, and the more we awaken to our true selves and who we really are, our divine essence, the, you know, things are going to turn around very quickly.
But okay, that's great info. How about the ayahuasca?
The ayahuasca, I haven't done ayahuasca. My life is already crazy. I mean, I'm already seeing things and having experiences. I'm having so many I just shut my eyes and it's like a interdimensional video show. So, personally, I don't use it. I don't really need it. I've got as much on my plate now as, I'm even have to tune out some things, but, I know for some people that are very stuck and just really need to bust through some heavy programs and things like that, it works if it's done in a very sanctified manner. You know, it's really supposed to be done in the jungle, you know, in the jungle, out in nature, and maybe once a year. I think it's being abused quite a bit. basically, because I know people are doing it every weekend, you know, and having parties, you know, and the energy just isn't a sanctified event, you know, so it's becoming almost a recreational, you know, money-making program. And I think that you start losing it, you could start getting into trouble, especially if you don't have somebody who's highly trained in observing any unseen negative influences and healing those influences and keeping the energy clear, because you can get into trouble when you, you know, use any kind of a drug or even an animal, a plant product or whatever that blows you into realms you're not prepared for. Some people can get into real trouble with that. So I think preparation is real important. And if you're going to do the ceremony, do it right and do it, you know, out in nature. And it's just real important to kind of follow the rules, or you can get in trouble with that.
Yeah, sure. No, I great advice. I appreciate that. I've never tried it, but I'm looking into it to a trip to Peru next year. And one of the trips I like to get on my agenda is actually to visit you over in your ranch there. And I'm hoping to do that this summer. I've emailed you. You've emailed me back. And I hope to get out there and experience the ranch myself. It would be a great privilege and honor if I could do that.
Great. Yeah, we're buried right now, so we'll be open in spring. But right now, I'm married to my tractor right now. And just keeping the snow and the road open and things like that. So yeah, probably in spring it'd be great to come out and check the place out and have your own experience. That's what we always push, you know. Don't take my word, don't believe in anything, you know, have your own experience and go by that, and then you've got something under your belt. It's yours and you own it.
Yep, yeah, absolutely, makes complete sense. And that's exactly like I mentioned over the last 5 years. It's amazing the synchronicity you know, that I've experienced over the past 5 years, and it's actually caused me to write a book I just published about a year ago, you know, on this topic about, you know, love and peace of one another. And again, I was a person that was, work 60 hours a week and make tons of money and climb that corporate ladder, and some events happened along the way that caused me to pause and stop, and that's kind of how I came across you and your work, and it kind of just aligned with what I was thinking and how I felt. So I really appreciate what you're doing, and just want to thank you for all that you're doing for everyone, and keep it up.
Yeah, what's the name of your book?
The name of my book is called Beyond 2012, Watch Where You're Going.
That's a good title. How can people get it?
Sure, yeah. You can get it on my website. www.beyond2012.com. Outskirtspress.com. So I can, basically that's the website. It's www.beyond2012, outskirtspress.com, or you can always just Google my name. My name is Jamie Mauricio, Mauricio, and my book will appear. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's available. But yeah, I appreciate you asking me that, and appreciate you letting me share the information on your show here today. And basically, it's a book about, you know, about the world we live in, where we're going, and it's kind of this science fiction book, but it has this theme of basically four friends that have different faiths, and they all come together, and this event happens on the earth, and they realize, hey, you know, it's not about one religion being right over the other. It's about, you know, what are we all doing here, and what's our true nature. And in the course of the book, people realize that, and the world becomes a better place because of it. So it's a fictional book, but has this meaning of love of one another behind it.
Great. Well, awesome. Well, good luck with your book, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks very much, James. I look forward to hopefully meeting you this summer, and keep up the great work, and thanks again for having me on.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
It looks like we've got Dolores on line four. Dolores, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Greetings from Seattle, James.
Oh, hey, welcome.
I don't know if you remember who I am. I was down there this past summer. That's been about my third time down, and there were people volunteering all over the place, laying in pipes and just having a good time at the ranch, and I did a little work in the orchard garden with Jana, and
Yeah.
And I've known Gio for a while, and et cetera, et cetera. Actually, I even worked with you a little bit with Keo after I got home, but that machine and some other folks down there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I just wanted to say hello. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the UFO that I saw at the ranch like 8:30 one morning, if you want to hear the story.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. That was, like I said, about I think that was my second time down there. And I got up in the morning about 7:30, walked the grounds. And around 8 o'clock, I was sitting at the picnic table just trying to warm up in the sun. Another family was sitting by me, and they were from Alberta, Canada. And as we looked towards Mount Adams, over the tree line to my right, I saw something really bright and silver, and I said, "Hey, what's that?" I shouted it out. And the woman looked over, but the husband never looked up. And as we're watching this thing, it looked like liquid, and it was above the tree line. I'm going to guess it was about a mile out, so it had to be huge. But it looked like it was kind of wafting a Mylar balloon light in the sky, and instead of what it did was it moved further away from us, but not very far, and it went into what I called a bubble, I mean a circle, and disappeared. And the woman and I looked at each other, and she said, "It went into a bubble," and I said, "I thought it was a circle," and she said, and I realized later that I didn't get the whole picture, that she had gotten more of a picture because I didn't have contacts in. But whatever it was pretty awesome. I don't think I'd ever experienced anything like that. I hope I will again. But to have it right there above the tree line was really impressive.
Nice.
Anyway, I've never forgot about that, that's for sure.
You know what's important, though, if you really think about this, what did that mean to you, and then how did that change your belief system?
I don't think it changed my belief system. I think I was already there, but what it did was it validated that I can't have that experience. And I thought I might have had to come down there 30 times before I'd ever see anything like it. And I'd seen them up high in the sky when everybody's out in the field, dreams watching those things move around way up. That level, I was impressed. That was impressive. So I don't know if it altered my consciousness. I think it probably did. I feel like, though, in the last maybe 5 years, I've moved forward exponentially. And I always had an open mind, but I mean, information just flooded in the last 5 years. Your ranch has been part of that experience as well, of course. Mm-hmm. And so I'm definitely out of the box. I don't want to ever go back in the box. I'm happy out of the box. But now I don't know quite what to do with myself now that I don't quite fit into the box anymore.
Yeah, that's a common thing. You know, what's important to me is that when you have your own personal experience here like that, nobody can take it away from you. And, you know, they'll try. I mean, they'll try to deny your experience and you know, and we even try to talk ourselves out of what we see sometimes. But when you have that under your belt, you know, you walk away, you go, wow, if this is real and this validates me, you know, my belief system, you know, it's a major shift, and it really helps people, you know, go forward and you know, keep moving forward in their awakening and healing process, whatever that may be. But I know so many people right now are kind of in that limbo state, because we're in between worlds, and this huge shift of energy is coming in, and some of us are ahead of the curve, and we're kind of waiting for the rest of the people to catch up a little bit. You know, I know there's an old saying, pioneers take the most arrows, and boy, I'm kind of tired of the arrows. I've been taking quite a few arrows for a long time now, but and now I'm just seeing it's. I think we're over the hump right now, and the energy's coming in so strong. You know, I was talking to one friend of mine, and I just said, you know, right now, you know, we've done our work. We've gotten the information out there. You know, we've really done our work. It's time for us to work on our own personal health and vibration and energy, and get tuned up. And because, you know, it's what's coming. The energies that are coming in right now are unstoppable. And now, rather than push it, we can just sit back and watch it roll.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's going to roll. It's just amazing time, and it's really as a confusing time as well, just to be kind of stuck on that fence and how to move forward from here. And I do not even believe in the world that I grew up in, and everything I believed in at that time has totally changed. None of it's real anymore. So it's just trying to figure out how to work myself through that. Also doing meditation and so forth. I actually did a meditation the other day where I actually saw myself in the future. And nice. I saw myself as somebody that looked younger and more youthful, but I knew I wasn't as a future being. And and what I knew about that person was I was totally healthy. Every part of me was just in sync and in balance. And then as I stepped into that future person that I saw myself as, and looking back, I saw a person that was, that my heartfelt desire and my intention was there to shift into a fifth dimension. And that was really a powerful meditation. It was actually overwhelming. I really didn't expect it to come out of the meditation. So that was pretty cool.
Closer into this shift and these energies, I think people are going to have more control over their expression, even their physical expression. And and although the body's really being challenged right now as it's trying to match these new frequencies, eventually, you know, when we get over the hump with this, we'll be able to have a lot more control about as far as our health and our well-being and even our outer appearances, you know, become much more youthful.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to that. And another thing I was going to say when I was down there, people were talking about the a little bit about the Sasquatch things that were going on around the area and some of the science that was being done. And recently, I think, was it Russia? Somebody had actually had DNA of Sasquatch hair, analyzed it, and scientifically found that there was human DNA in the Sasquatch itself.
Yeah, that was there was a Russian they're doing studies in Russia, and there's a woman by the name of, I think it's Ketchum in Texas, and she had over 100 samples, and the samples were gathered in a very scientific manner. You know, they weren't contaminated, and they did their testing on it, and they said, well, it was definitely a human. But also there's other things involved in it too. It's not an ape, you know, it's not, it is a whole new life form, and it does have, the human DNA in it as well, which is, I've written about that in my book, a long time ago. And I had a story, I mean, I had experience, I believe it was in 85, where I saw a Bigfoot. That was the first time I saw one in the Snoqualmie Mountains. I won't say where, but I came face to face with a female Bigfoot, and I picked up who she was energetically, and it was human. She was definitely human. They're very, very sensitive. Very attuned to nature. I think they're the height of the nature kingdom. And what I saw was an ability to actually disappear. I mean, it happened right in front of me. I was looking straight at her, and she started walking towards the forest, and she just phased out. She never got to the trees. They're extremely advanced beings, and I've taken a lot of flack from that by a lot of Bigfoot Bigfoot researchers that are trying to say that it's just an ape, you know, and something Gigantopithecus or something. I don't know what they have all these different names for it. And I said, no, this thing was human and it was very advanced. It just advanced itself in the nature kingdom, not through technology and things like that. So now I guess I'm finally getting vindicated on that one, because the DNA samples are coming in that it definitely has human DNA. And I'll bet I wouldn't be surprised if some of these samples are going to come in where it's actually silicon based versus iron based, but they're not giving all the information yet.
You had asked me about the UFO, how that had altered my thinking. I just wanted to say that particular day, it kind of took me all day long to really get that I saw what I saw and get excited. I kind of didn't let myself get excited until later in the day after I processed it. It's a process for sure when you see something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. I'm just really happy when people, you always tell people that that's been my whole drive, is not to push my beliefs on others, you know, just to share information that I've garnished over the years, but for them to have their own experience is much more important.
Well, I hope to be back there sooner than not and look forward to more experiences and seeing everybody, and I'm looking forward to the shift for sure. I'm ready for that. I'm kind of tired of the old, I don't know, Matrix doing its thing. I'm really tired of that. So I'm ready for the shift.
Yeah. Everybody's just pretty much, everybody I've talked to, they said, we are so weary of this old program. You know, all of this, this enslaved through dependency and the separation game going on, and, you know, the manufactured lack and planned obsolescence and all these things that are happening that are so degenerate. I mean, people are just, in general, fed up with the whole program.
One thing I've noticed, too, is people I've talked to out of context about what's going on shift-wise, is they'll say they're having a really hard time doing the things they normally do. They've been putting things on the back burner and, you know, just having a really hard time moving through it. And I would say I thought I was the only one doing that, you know, but I think I'd really let go of the old world already, and I think that's part of it, why I'm not motivated to keep up with the pace.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's what's happening on a grand scale. Like, people are just saying, I don't want to participate anymore in this paradigm. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm ready. Anyway, I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a good New Year, and I look forward to seeing you in the New Year and everyone at the ranch.
Oh, you too, and thanks for calling.
Okay, night.
We're coming up at the end of the hour. We've just got 10 minutes left, so can we I'll give out the numbers again. If you want to do some call-ins, we've got 888-627-6008. 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, and 530-413-5011. Let me see. Looks like we're having a little bit of trouble, but we'll just hang on here. We're lost our line a little bit, but we're going to come back on here. It's taking a little while to download. What's interesting is there's so many things happening right now that, boy, it's unfolding so fast. I people around me I've been talking to have been saying, what is going on here? It's like, I feel like I've done like 6 days worth of work in one day, or I'm just like going and going and going. And, you know, some people don't even have a job, and they feel like I'm working more now than when I had my job and doing more things. And it is, there's a kind of a time crunch, you might say, going on. And just there's a lot more things manifesting in a shorter period of time. So it's things are accelerating, they're getting amplified, and they're coming forward. It looks like It looks like we've got Anna on line three. Anna, are you with us? Maybe not. Anna, are you hooked up there?
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. I wanted to wish you a very, very happy new year.
Oh, thanks.
And I wanted to also share with the people listening that tonight is the opportunity to release all the past and all the energy that has come in. Is allowing them to, you know, you got to go deep and let it all go, but you can write a letter and, mm-hmm. and write a letter of all the things you want to let go, back, past lifetimes. And tonight is the perfect night to do it. And then on New Year's Eve, write a list of all the blessings you want to come in for the new year. Mm-hmm. And just include letting go of all the hate, anger, war, stress, illness, and you'll see things starting to manifest. You know, I just wanted to share that while we had a minute.
Is that because the full moon was yesterday and it's
right?
It's to...
Right, and you got the last few minutes here. You can do it before you know tonight before you go to sleep because it's midnight here in Detroit. So, I wanted to share that, and also you know, like I say, the Leo moon, even Carpaccia. Mentioned that the leap before 12 o'clock New Year's Eve, write a list of all that you want to manifest for you in the world. And you know, it's time to just let it go and let everybody get their karma.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, I forgive myself, I forgive everybody, and let it go. And just bring in joy and happiness, call in your guides, your angels, your ETs. I have many experiences and many pictures. I had my first one, like I said, I was 16 back in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
A big UFO flew over Detroit. And I got a message come outside now, and it was huge. mega mothership, and it came down. Then I called out my brother. He came running out, and instead of bringing the old swinger camera, he bought little binoculars. So we got to see it up close, and then it opened up, and 10 more ships came out. It was circular, so it came out from all around. The ship closed back down, and the ships went in every direction, and then the mothership slowly went back up into the clouds. And my next-door neighbor, who was a teacher, she came out. I think I was about 16. Awesome. So I've had many experiences, and I know we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I've called you before, and I can send you pictures. I have many pictures of the other side of the veil, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see them. A friend of mine just got a picture, and of a girl, a little girl, a ghost, standing right behind her, and it's just undeniable. I need to put that up on the side or something, but... you know, not just we have so many paranormal pictures here. You know, we've had Mary and Kuan Yin and these feline beings.
I got one of Mary too. Yeah, and I got amazing photographs. You know, but I'm 60 and I've been on this journey since I was My first experience was 6 years old, but won't go into that. And I'm gonna start doing more now. Because I had to do a lot of undercover work all these years, and we're actually able to come out and be safe now. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I've had black helicopters follow me most of my life.
Yeah, we had six. We had six black helicopters come over to the ranch and then go up to the mountain where the door opens up there. This big light door opens up, and they hung around there for a little while, and then they turned around and came back and flew right over the ranch, and that was just...
This recently?
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago.
Okay, because I know they've been up at... I saw all the pictures, even that pink one you had up online. Those are extra sensory. They are there. That pink helicopter can see everything you're doing. You know, they got the... They can see everything.
Men in pink, they're the worst.
That's funny. But yeah, they're you know you're in serious trouble if they're following you, okay?
Yeah.
But all that's over, and your sovereignty will manifest. All of that's in the past, so let that go too tonight when you
Great.
Do the ceremony, okay?
I'm going to do
let
that.
Let that go.
I'm going to write down everything I want to let go, and being that we have snow on the ground, I'm going to light it on fire and toss it out the door.
That's it. And bring out some sage and some kettles, and
yeah.
bring in all your angels and your lying heavenly beings.
Uh-huh.
and everybody out there, make your magic tonight. Let go of the past. And then on New Year's Eve, bring in the new, and you will be blessed. That's guaranteed.
Well, thank you so much. That's a good way to good note to sign out on. We are out of time, and thanks so
right.
much
for and thank you for all you do. Be in the love and light, and we'll talk again.
All right, keep up the good work there.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, we're out of time, folks. It looks like great ending there. You know, if that is a good idea, and I would suggest, you know, if you are going to write down, burn a little sage and get really clear and have a little meditation about it when you write down, you know, what you want to release and let go of and put a little sage in it and maybe it'll light a match to it. But when you do, make sure you've got it like either in a pan or somewhere where you're not going to light your neighbor's place on fire or set off the smoke detector or, you know, use a little common sense because, if you are going to burn it, you know, you might want to do it in a place that's safe and especially if you're in a drought area, you know, don't toss it out your window, you know, so a little common sense and safety there. But anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour here. So I hope we've got the next hour loaded up. We've got Michal Ledwith, and he's going to give us some great information on the real path of Jesus and his understandings, you know, due to his research, and I think it's appropriate. So anyway, enjoy the next hour.